Isaiah chapter 15. The Burden of Moab. For in a night Ar Moab will be laid waste and reduced to silence. For in a night Kir Moab will be laid waste and reduced to silence. The royal house and Dibon have gone up to the idolatrous raised sites to weep. Moab will wail over Nebo and over Medebah. On all their heads will be baldness, and every beard will be removed. In its outlying areas they will gird themselves with sackcloth, and on its roofs and in its streets all will wail. Tears will run down with weeping. And Heshbon will cry out, as will Eleale. Their voice will be heard as far as Jahaz, which is why the armed men of Moab will shout out. His inner being will alarm him. My heart will cry out for Moab, its fugitives will flee to Zoar, a heifer 3 years old. For he will climb the ascent of Luhith with weeping, for they will raise a cry of destruction on the road to Horonaim. For the waters of Nimrim will become desolations, for the pastures will dry up. Grass will shrivel, there will be no greenery. This is why they will carry the wealth which they gained, and their store, to the brook of the willows. For the cry has gone around the border of Moab, its wailing has reached Eglaim, and its lamentation has come to Be'er Elim. For the waters of Dimon will be full of blood, for I will appoint additional things concerning Dimon, the lion for the escapees of Moab and the remainder of the territory.